Good evening and welcome to the Palace, the AIS Arena here in the National Capital. It's the Transact Canberra Capitals up against the Logan Thunder. We're nearing the end of the 2010-2011 WNBL season. For the Capitals, they're stuck in second place. There's not much they can do about that except consolidate it coming into the finals. While for the Logan Thunder, they're down in fourth position, looking to try and move up to third and trying to avoid being swamped by a couple of teams that are right behind them. And this is one of those really crucial games for them. These two teams meet tonight and again next week back up in Queensland, if it hasn't been flooded out or cycloned out by that time. Who knows what might happen, but it's a vital game for the Logan Thunder more than the Transact Canberra Capitals tonight. Even though it's the Capitals' last game of the season, they'd like to win at home for their last in front of their fans and what's going to be a very full stadium, the way it's starting to fill up already. Michelle and Simon are here beside me already. We're ready to talk. We've still got a fair bit of time, 20 minutes or so before the game will kick off here at the Palace. But this should be a beauty, guys.
It'll be a great game tonight, Mark. I'm really looking forward to it. We know these two teams haven't met since round three, so that's a long time ago, probably back in October, late October, early November.
And what happened in that one?
Well, that's right. Logan snuck away with a one-point win over the Capitals up in Queensland. So I'm sure Canberra, A, will be keen to ensure that they avenge that loss. And B, I think that, you know, as you said, Logan are really, really needing to secure their position. Canberra's pretty well secure in second spot, and it's really Logan are just trying to stay ahead of that pack that's clustered around that third, fourth and fifth position.
That was a Susie Bakovic-less Capitals lineup as well, and
true,
we've all seen the fairly large impact she's had in the last couple of weeks as she hits form rolling into this final series. So that's going to be a really key position, I think, tonight. Logan really don't have that kind of big down-low bashing body anywhere in that team. I mean, Kayla Francis and Emma Randall are both good players, but they don't really play that kind of big, you know, low post play that where Susie can just really tear defences apart if she's given the opportunity to.
Yeah, Kayla Francis is a big girl. She's about 6'4". But even last night when they played the AIS, she wasn't that great presence inside that you'd expect.
It's not her game. She's more of an outside big man almost, isn't she?
She doesn't like to go in and bang it around
no.
with the big girls. I mean, we've seen that throughout her career. You know, she was a kid that was at the AIS, so we've called a lot of games with Kayla in the lineup. And, you know, she is. She's a nice big size, but it's not the way that she plays the game. She's a bit more of a stepping out big, and she likes to, you know, find the little short range jumper, or if she penetrates inside, it's often she's on the fall away shot. She doesn't seem, from my point of view anyway, to like that physical bang it around game.
Susie is both.
Indeed not. We're going to catch up with Cary Graff. There's Craig Rebell.
Well, Graffy, an important game by so many measures tonight. Last home game, and you want to get that winning feeling back here. Big crowd in and the flood appeal. You couldn't pack much more into a game for us.
No, other than a home, some sort of home final. And that's our approach tonight. You know, it's a finals type crowd. A lot riding on this game in terms of, let's say, us getting back winning. So for us, it's about that focus. It's playoff intensity, playoff focus, and making sure we can, you know, hold down a team that are desperate to get a great spot in the playoffs.
What did you see last night from this Logan Thunder side that would have made you rethink your game plans at all?
Nothing really. I mean, we watch tape. It's just a good chance to see them live. I mean, I'd seen the Sydney Logan game a couple of weeks ago because I was in Sydney. So, you know, we're all around the league enough. We know each other's game plans. We know our change up. So, you know, it's a matter of us executing our game plan and staying focused on the things that we need to do to win ball games.
One game weekend. Any injury concerns you're carrying in?
No, they're all pretty good. I mean, Musselwhite or Cozier had a little bit of a back injury last week, but, you know, the rest of them are pretty good, so nothing major.
All right, all the best for tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks very much to Coach Graff.
Good to hear a healthy and happy Caps lineup for tonight.
Yeah, I saw some writing about Jess Bibby during the week that people reckon that she's not getting enough time lately and well, the Caps need to use her a bit more.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't she? I mean, many would say that Jess Bibby's probably the best sixth man in the league.
Easily.
And yeah, her court time has progressively decreased during the season. But, you know, she's quite happy to do what she needs to do for the team and contribute when she can out on the floor. And I guess, you know, she certainly is the kind of player that you can put out there and she will change the dynamic of a game. You know, there'll be a momentum change and she can be lethal. We saw a couple of weeks ago she knocked down 38, I think it was, in one game. I missed that one, unfortunately. So
yeah, she went about 7 of 7 from three-point land before she missed one there.
That's right. So, you know that she's got something to bring to the court. You know, how much court time... I don't think that, players... Court time's important to players, but it's not everything. It's about the contribution that they make, and it's really important that players, particularly bench players in a league like this, where it is really about winning games, and that's what the ultimate game is, that they understand what their role is and that they may not always get as many minutes as they like. And that's why someone like, Hannah Bowley, for example, who sat on the Caps bench for season after season after season, lots of games she didn't get any minutes, other games that she's got lots of minutes. You know, she's just such an important... And this year she's been great for them and her minutes have improved and improved. But the role that they play on the training court, the role that they play in terms of the support to the team, etc., at game day and all the rest of it, that's critical that they know what their role is and understand that. So lots of pundits can step out there and say more minutes for Bibby or, you know, less minutes for whoever, but there's a lot of dynamics go into a team makeup and a successful team's makeup, and it's important that, those players know what their role is.
Just as that kind of player too, that she can play only 15 minutes and still top score for both teams. She's such a dynamic player that she can just get out on the floor and she can start lighting it up from the get-go. She's sort of never been one of these players that needs to run around for 10 minutes, you know, getting her eye in and things. She's, you know, she gives you 100% off the bench. As soon as she steps onto the floor, she's go, go, go.
Instant spark.
Yeah, yeah. And, reality is she's not getting any older. There was a time there where... where the doctors told her she was never going to walk again. So the fact that she's out here playing is fantastic. We know she's had niggling back, soreness and concerns through the season. I think we will see more of her in finals because she's that kind of player too where, the big stage, she just steps up that extra gear and will certainly step in. I know... as a coach, Graffy tends to be a little more conservative with using her bench when it comes to finals and stuff. So we might not see as much time for Johanna Bowley's, despite how well they've played through the season. Graffy always tends to fall back into the known quantity, and Bibby is certainly part of that known quantity.
Indeed she is. Now, Logan Thunder played last night and had a solid win over the AIS, who... It was a good performance, but you got to say the AIS are not quite up to their standard, and they should have won it. But they should have won a few games over the last few weeks as well. Losing to Townsville last week was critical and put them into a dangerous situation. So they really can't afford a letdown because there are a bunch of teams just underneath them on the ladder that will be looking for some big wins. Dandenong had a win last night over Adelaide. It was close, but that keeps them in the hunt. And Bendigo is just in front of them. They play Bulleen this week. So getting that win last night was important, but getting a win tonight would be absolutely terrific for them.
Oh, look, if they manage to get over the Capitals tonight, that would certainly help them in terms of their final positioning in the top five. So they will be absolutely desperate. You're quite right, though, Mark. The AIS is a different outfit to what we're looking at with the Canberra Capitals. The AIS have improved markedly, particularly since the Christmas break. You can see some real development happening with that group, but they are by no stretch of the imagination, what you would call a finals contending team.
But last week they had 8 players. Last night they had 9. They had 4 players sitting on the bench they couldn't use. The AIS are really struggling.
Makes it hard work, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to congratulate them for doing what they're doing with... the injuries, and I mean they lost a whole bunch of players, and one of those players we're seeing tonight for Logan, Greville Tippett.
That's right.
And last night she showed that what the AIS were missing but also how good she's going to be with this team, especially with Bealey chucking the ball to her.
Getting the ball to her, that's, yeah, you know, like, and Tippett, well, I mean, we were watching her throughout last year playing with the AIS. You could see that the kid was certainly a talent, absolutely phenomenal athlete and really great talent. So it's good to see her stepping out of the AIS program into another National League program.
Yeah, Tippett left a pretty big hole in that team. I mean, she was putting up some really good numbers, probably above what you'd expect for players outside of your Lauren Jacksons and Penny Taylors and Kristen Beals when they are at the AIS. But Gretel's going to be a big-time player. We saw that. You know, for her to step out of the AIS and pretty much step into some fairly decent minutes, I don't know what she played last night, but it would have been 20, 25 minutes for Logan. So she's not just some rookie out of the chute sitting down the bench for that team. She's already become an integral part of their lineup. So you know, as we said, the Tudor undermanned, they're still doing well, and there's some exciting talent there.
There is, and I mean, you look at that Logan lineup and the likes of Renee Camino, who's you know, had some time off with injury season before last with knees and what have you, and she's another player that I think we haven't yet seen the best of, Mark. She certainly is dynamic, she can score, she's quick and agile, so she brings something good, something to this Logan team. And I mean, you know, with Veal passing the ball in this group, you've got to be ready for it in time, and she's the sort of player that can run those lanes and will get the ball in scoring positions.
Look, yeah. Mark and I could play for Logan and Veal would make us look good, so
yeah,
you know, if you've got
I don't think I could handle some of the passes.
She might make us look stupid.
Yeah.
But when you've got that kind of distribution and then you've got the ability on the end of the pass, you know, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we saw a couple of examples of it last night. You know, her favourite player is Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple of times she chucked a couple of the passes. And but, yeah, and I thought the combination, that, I mean, she's only had Gretel with her for about a month now, so this is going to take a while for them to get used to what to do. But last night, I think Gretel showed a couple of times that she knows if she keeps her eye on the ball and she can catch it, bang, Veely was finding her. And
there is a bit of a learning curve playing with Veely. We've seen plenty of girls that are now playing in the Opals cop balls in the back of the head and on the side of the face and stuff because they weren't ready for a pass that Veely saw. You know, that player's open. And like, you know, you mentioned Magic Johnson, and she has that same ability to read the floor, and she's almost playing, you know, a couple of steps ahead of the people that.
Is she in the best form she's been in years? I mean, there's a lot of talk on the talk boards
around.
I'd have to say that, particularly this season, I think she's. We started to see it with the Logan group last year when she was there. I think it was a fresh Veely. You know, she came. It was a new program, new club, new life for her. I think it really freshened her up. And this year, you know, with a new coach and some players added to the group, I think she's been in her best form. And there's a lot of talk on the talk boards around, so will she get to go to London or not? She's a bit, you know...
She better.
Oh. Well, there's age there. Well, there's age there, but...
Well, I'll tell you, there was nothing wrong with her last night.
No.
Yeah,
we know where Graffy lives, and if she doesn't get on that team... It's not all Graffy's choice.
But Veely, I thought, showed last night. She's as good as any point guard in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I think that's the real thing. We don't have a lot of true point guards. You know, we've got lots of guards that play in that one spot that are good scorers, and, you know, I might cop a bit of flack for this, but... Everyone talks about McLeod, and there's no doubting she's an amazing player, but I wouldn't call her a point guard. I don't think she's
got that
really
mindset.
No, I don't think she sees the floor like a point guard does. I don't think she's got the passing skills that someone like Bealey's got. I think she's definitely, you know, she's there in the leading guards for this country, but, you know, do we have a guard that has that typical on-court general, running the plays, knowing what's going on, you know, having that court vision? I don't know that there's another guard in the country like that anymore.
Well, I think, you know, if we're going to talk about point guards and we're talking about London, that there's a couple of players running around. Firstly, you have to say, Tully's gone. Harrower, will she be at London? She's been injured this season. She's getting old. Then you look at players like you've got McLeod down in Bendigo. You've got Phillips is playing in Israel at the moment. You've got Sammy Richards, who's running around in somewhere.
Hungary, I think.
Hungary
sure.
at the moment, yeah.
And Natty Hurst.
And Natty Hurst is over in France. And each of those players bring a very different type of game. And then you've got Avil, who gives you some size, which those other players don't give you in that point spot. So, interesting to talk about.
And leading the league in assists, leading the league in steals.
Well, I can't remember the exact double, whether she got the double-double. I'm pretty sure she probably would have last night. And she has double-doubles regularly.
That's
she gets
right.
lots of steals. She dishes she's out assists like and points and rebounds. She's
the fifth leading rebounder in the league, which is pretty amazing too. I mean, she is an oversized guard. She's big for a guard.
For a one guard.
But, you know, to be top 10 in all those stats and still be good for... I think they mentioned it in the TV game today. Over the last 10 games, she's averaging 19 points a game. Her average over the season is still around 10 or 11.
Yeah.
But she's really stepped up in the last few weeks.
So who's going to match up on her tonight, boys?
Oh.
Well, they'll start with Hunt. They'll start with Hunt and go from there, and then Romeo perhaps will come in later.
So I'd put Willie on her.
They might put some size against her.
Yeah. Put Hunt on Graham.
Over 6 minutes left until this game will tip off in the old-fashioned way. We fortunately haven't changed that. But it's going to be an exciting game. The Caps want to make a statement after their loss last week where they... it's a game they felt they should have won, and they probably should have. They were the better team on the night most of the way, and the Bulleen Boomers just managed to sneak it out in the end. So it's a statement game for the Capitals as well. And for Logan, well, it's a big important game for them if they want to make the playoffs, and in the higher position, the better.
That's absolutely right, Mark. And Canberra probably are disappointed with the loss last week. They certainly did get away, let that one get away from them. And I think we're going to cross to Craig. It looks like he's with Olaf now.
Well, Olaf Lane, after last night's game, any concerns coming in up against the Caps tonight?
A little bit of fatigue. We have a short roster. I guess the first half will be a little bit of a struggle for us. I anticipate that, and then if we hang around, I think we should be fine in the second half.
You knew the AIS, a young team, would try and run you. What are you expecting from the Caps tonight, and what do you have to do to counter it?
Well, everything is built around the interior game, and then they surround them with excellent three-point shooters, so that's the core of the game. They're not going to change that for us, and we will have to deal with that for 40 minutes.
Holly Smith was getting a fair bit of work done to her right shoulder there before the game. Is that a concern?
Not really.
All right. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Olaf Langer, the coach of the Logan Thunder. No concerns. No
I love
problems.
That confidence. Yeah, no, not
I was
really.
A little confused, though. He said there was concerns with a bit tiredness, a bit weary. But, you know, if we hang around until the second half, we'll be fine.
We'll be right, yeah. So, look, I guess what he's saying is that we can't let them come out and jump us at the start. There may be some fatigue, but from what I looked at the stats, I wasn't at the game last night. He shared the court time around an awful lot last night. So I'd be very surprised if these girls can't back up from last night's game, then they clearly haven't been conditioned well enough. We're, a round out from the finals. If you've got fitness issues this far into the season, then there's something wrong with your program. So we'll just wait and see what happens in...
Yep. The other thing tonight, of course, this is the flood appeal, the flood cyclone appeal, which is building and building up there in Queensland. And the Transact Capital, Transact, who are the major sponsors, of course, with the Capitals, will be matching, well, they're giving a dollar from everyone that's coming in. Their employees have got together and I think chucked in about 3,500 or something like that, which Transact is part of their charity fundraising. They tell their workers, you know, whatever you contribute to a charity, we will match.
Yep.
Which is great. Susie Bakovic is putting up some money. The more points the Capitals score, the more. I think it's $5 a point, and it's $10 for every three-pointer.
That's right.
So the she reckons there's a couple of the girls that, you know, are ready to unload her pocket.
There might be one of those Jess Bitty three-point shooting games happening. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think Bibby was one of the ones mentioned, and Tolo the other, that are looking to unload some money off her. Maybe they've been playing some poker or something and had so... plus, it's a pretty good crowd building up in here. They'd sold lots of tickets. The best-selling game for a long, long time. The Transact employees will be running around the crowd with buckets, looking for donations as well. All going to Queensland and with the Logan Thunder here tonight. We'll get 2 minutes until this one tips
That's
off.
Right.
I'm sure there'll be lots of donations and lots of money being handed.
That's right, and it'll be a great game tonight. There'll be a really interesting game on Tuesday night as well, Mark. The Townsville-Sydney game had to be postponed from Friday night to this Tuesday night because of the cyclone.
Of the storm, yeah.
And, you know, that's going to be Sydney or one of those groups that are trying to hang around there in that top five. So, you know, there's an important...
Townsville and Sydney.
That's right. So there's certainly quite a bit on the line there.
Yeah, and we talk about the flood appeal, of course. There's another appeal going on at the moment. I don't know if you've caught up with this, but the Townsville Basketball have said that they are in a desperate financial situation towards the Townsville Fire, and they came out this week and said unless they can find another $200,000, there won't be a Townsville Fire in the WNBL next year. That's a pretty big statement. And of course, Townsville, although a newer franchise, not as new as Logan, of course, but in their time in the WNBL, they've set up some amazing rivalries with different clubs, one of which, of course, is Canberra.
That's right. It'd be really disappointing to lose a team out of the WNBL, so hopefully they can secure the financial support that they need to ensure that they go forward next season. So let's talk about this one, Mark. What's your pick?
Oh, Capitals.
Bye.
No, I'm just going to go Capitals. I think Logan backing up is going to count to later in the game. I definitely think it will be a factor, but because I don't think their bench is all that strong.
No.
But I think the Capitals as well really want to make a statement, and they'll do it, and they'll do it well.
Well, as Graffy said, this is about playoffs for them, and, you know, they want to play like they're in playoffs, so I expect them to come out with all guns blazing. And I think you're right. They certainly don't have the depth that the Capitals do, and I think that they don't have the interior presence that Canberra has, and I'm sure that we'll see the ball focus going into Bakovic and Tolo to start, and you know, from there we'll see what happens. I think Wilson and Cozier, we'll see as we build into finals, we'll see a bit more produce from them. We've seen in streaks from Wilson this season, and we know that she can come in and really just, you know, put the game on beyond doubt.
Yep, Craig's been down listening.
Coach Olive Wangy just said to the girls, go out and have some fun. He sort of looked at them, smiled and said, just have some fun. This will be fun, but watch their inside game and don't test the refs. Just play to the whistle. Coach Graff wanted to isolate Rene Camino. Camino is going to be very dangerous, as we saw last night, and hopefully she's got the message through to the Capitals players.
Indeed, the teams are coming out to centre court to get this one started. Logan Thunder will be starting with Kayla Francis in the centre. Rene Camino, Emma Randall, Sarah Graham and Kristen Veal is the starting lineup. While the Capitals, Tolo will be in the jump ball. Susie Bakovic is there, Carly Wilson, Nicole Hunt and Michelle Cozier. That's the five for the Capitals as they come to centre court. The ball is up in the air. The toss from Francis tipped into the back court, but Wilson gets to it. Caps will get first use. Hunt has it. Gives it to Tolo. He's outside, so she'll look to pass it off to someone before going inside. Goes into Wilson. Turnaround jumper. Banks it in off the glass. Off the front of the rim. Off the back. In it goes, and the Caps get one on their first possession. 2-0.
good recognition there that Wilson was open inside against a smaller matchup too.
Well, the answer to that question, Hunt was defending Veal, but then Emma Randall hits the outside jumper from the right on their first possession. Ties it up at two. Wilson back in the front court for the Capitals. Going to give it to Hunt, no. Gives it to Tolo, centre court, cross to Cozier on the left. Hunt comes out to the top, gets it, shoots over the top for the three, won't go. Bakovic tips it away out of bounds. It'll be Thunder ball in their backcourt, and some full court pressure's going straight on them. Tolo gets in there, but Veely gets the ball from Francis, and Veal being defended by Hunt in the initial stages here. She brings it into the front court. Randall out on the right. Tries to force a pass in there. Stolen away by Bakovic. Great defense. And Hunt will bring it back into the front court for the Caps. Wilson into Tolo. Turn around. Rolls around the rim. Won't go. Gets her own rebound. Back out to Hunt. Three from there. There's the first three of the night. And it's 5-2. And that's a bit of money out of Bakovic's pocket. As Kamina comes straight back at the other end and scores.
Straight off of Veal. Touchdown pass.
Yep, they've got to be aware of that. As Hunt driving inside, lays it up, won't go. Veal defensive rebound, gets away from Cozier, and off she goes. Three on two, off to Randall. Randall layup, Bakovic blocks it, keeps it in, and Hunt will bring it back. Great defense from Bakovic. Veely steals it back at the other end as Hunt's pass.
Poor decision. Poor decision there. As we've seen
Veal
another
Francis. She'll lay it in and get fouled in the act of shooting. A little push in the backs is the referee.
Poor defensive transition there from Canberra, and Veal just, you know, another one of those long open court passes straight to Francis, and, you know, just an easy layup for her, plus the foul. Probably a soft one, but
it was a soft one, but very little touch. But, yeah, Francis to the line makes the free throw. Ties, they go in front, 6-5. 7-5, indeed. So Hunt brings it back. Tolo against Francis defending her. Hands off to Wilson coming around the screen.
Lovely
in
bend.
The paint. Tries to just lay it up and then comes off the hands of the Thunder player. Not sure which one it was, but there was a couple in there. So Wilson will inbound it under their offensive basket. Back of it. Gets it on the right. Left-handed shot was a little bit off to the left and Kamino grabs the defensive rebound. Give it to Veal and she'll control it and she brings it down. The defense is back in set up. Veal to Graham on the right. Back for Francis. Hands off to Veely. Randall cuts across the baseline. Gets it. Flicks it out to Francis on the right. Goes past Bakovic. Inside of Randall. Randall, the baseline jumper's good. Right now, Logan are off to a very good start. They're looking very good in transition and they're playing.
You know, they're moving the ball well and getting penetration. And Canberra's defense is getting caught out.
Wilson gets it on the right for the Caps. Bakovic in front of her. Low post. Flicks it over to the left. Hunt to Tolo. Hunt coming around the screen. Lays it in.
Nice handoff from Mariana Tolo there. And Hunt did well to get that shot off in amongst the big timber. As we see Veal penetrating hard back at it. And she'll go to the foul line after being fouled by Nicole Hunt. I think it'll be called with that one.
Yeah, another soft one. But you don't want to get in foul trouble. We've seen the Caps have had some foul trouble here at the stadium.
We certainly have. And we've got two fouls with 3 minutes gone in this first quarter.
Veely at the free throw line makes the first. Yeah. 10-7 right now, Logan leading. This rate, it is going to be a very high scoring game. Veely makes them both. Her first 2 points of the game. Emma Randall with four right now, the leading scorer for the Logan Thunder. As Hunt with five is the leading scorer for the Capitals. Cozier into Tolo, goes away from... got away from Francis in a very light touch in the back.
But they've been consistent. They've called it that way, and I think that's fine. But Tolo thought she was going to be fouled a lot harder than that. I think she just about threw it across the back of the ring there on that one. So she'll step up to the line and miss the first.
Still 6:50 here in the first quarter. Tolo with the second free throw. Makes that one.
So we see Cozier go to the matchup on Veal now.
Okay, yep, they're obviously going to chop and change. We'll wait and see how it works out. Hunt defending Graham as Veal brings it down the left. Wilson steps in, steals it away from Kamino. Back for Cozier, lays it up and in. Cozier takes the tumble, but she's up, she's all right. And the Caps are back within one. Camino driving in the lane against Wilson. Won't go. Cozier coming in with a rebound, knocks it out of bounds.
Just took it straight out of Backovic's hands there on that occasion.
But got up and sprinted back from the other end of the court.
Yeah. And that's, you know with Michelle Cozier that she doesn't stay on. She goes to the ground a lot, but she doesn't stay down there for very long. She's back up and she's making the other play at the other end of the floor.
Tippett and McMeek and Rusko come in for the Thunder as they have the ball under their offensive basket. Francis from the top puts up a three. Won't go, but inside Tippett almost won it. Cozier picks up the scraps and the Caps will bring it back. Gretel Tippett in for her first taste of action. Hunt then to Wilson on the left. Goes around a screen from back of it. Tried to pass it back and Camino picks up the steal. She'll dribble it into the front court. Francis on the right, back to Veely to set up the play. And right now, Tolo's defending her, so we've got a mismatch
somewhere.
She's going to
call her
perhaps.
Own number here.
She's going to take on Tolo. Yeah, shoot the three over the top of her. Won't go for her. Ball tipped out of bounds by Tippett. It'll be Caps ball in the backcourt. As the first change has come for the Capitals. Jess Bibby's in for Cozier.
Mark.
Craig's sitting down courtside.
Yeah, it's been interesting down here courtside. Coach Lange really wants the team to play a much slower game than this run and gun that they've been playing so far. But the match-up...
Bibby knocked down...
Bibby already scoring, amazing. But interesting the match-up there between Camino and Cozier. It's been an interesting one to watch from ground level.
Indeed it has. Camino gets it on the left after the basket from Bibby. 12-11, the Caps leading again. Francis to Veal on the right, all alone... Three air balls at long. Saw plenty of room and a little bit long from Veely.
A little bit long. She knows these rings pretty well, but on that occasion wasn't.
She was a part of the AIS Championship team, of course. As Hunt gives it to Wilson. Wilson looking for Bibby at the free throw line. Oh, same as the last one. Left that one short. Dowler gets the offensive board and gives give it back off, and Hunt will set up another play. Bowley sets a screen and Hunt gets away from Veal. Then tries to throw a pass. Wilson will keep it alive to Bibby, who takes it to the baseline. Pull-up jumper won't go. Bowley fighting for the rebound. As a couple of players go tumbling, Bowley ends up with it out of bounds and it'll be Thunder ball in the backcourt.
Yeah, look, Canberra are getting lots of open shots. They just haven't converted them so far. So let's wait and see. Having said that, they're actually shooting at 50%. So...
Would you be happy with to keep that going for the
whole
game?
Keep that going, yeah. They've just had a couple in a row that have been near enough but not quite good enough.
So Veal with it in the front court. Camino's in the right corner. Francis sets a screen for Veal. Gives it back to Francis. Three from the right. It's all net.
And we talked about her at the start of the game. She likes to play outside and she's, I think that's her second three that she's knocked.
Certainly the second outsider. She's got 6 points. Hunt into Tolo. Easy layup. Nice ball movement to get it in there and she lays it in.
And Canberra continues to put the ball inside. It's
indeed, Veal bringing it down. I think you're starting to feel the heat out there. It is a very hot, steamy arena here tonight. As McMeek and Rusko puts it into Tippett, taking on Tolo. Shoots over the top, too long. Veal gets the offensive board.
Oh,
flicks it around the corner to Tippett. She misses the shot, and Hunt is knocked to the... finally. I was wondering how long they were going to take to call it. Veal, you're wondering why they didn't call a foul when she had the ball. But that pass from Veal around the corner of the no look, that was spectacular.
That was classic Veal, wasn't it?
I
don't know how she saw her.
Anyone else in this league that can do that? Hunt will sit down. Romeo's in for the Capitals. It's the only change. While Emma Randall is back in for
Francis.
The Logan Thunder. And Graham is back in as well. As Romeo takes it out to the left. Bibby comes out and gets the ball. Wolf's back for Romeo. Bibby across to Wilson, into Tolo, low post. Hand off to Wilson from the baseline. Too long, airballed that
another
one.
Ball.
Bowley back outside, 4 seconds on the shot clock. Bibby for three, it's all net. And that's another 10 out of Bakulik's pocket.
That's right. And look, Bibby's come on and she certainly scored some points. So she looks like she's willing to let Bakulik part with some money.
She is. Randall with it at the top. Back to McMeek and Rusko. From the right for three. It won't go. Bowley in there fighting for the rebound. Tippett knocks it out, says the referee. And it's 17-14 for the Caps right now. Cozier and Bakovic are back in after short breaks. Wilson and Tolo sitting down. We had a timeout called by Olaf Lunga for the Logan Thunder. But
second,
boy, it's been exciting.
Second-hand points really starting to add up here for the Caps. They're getting too many offensive rebounds.
Yep, they are. That would certainly show up in the stats. 17-14 right now. Nicole Hunt and Jess Bibby both with 5 points, the leading scorers, while Kayla Francis with 6 for the Logan Thunder is their leading scorer early on.
That's right, and I think, you know, Logan certainly come out right at the start of the game and it took it straight at the Cats. I think the last few minutes of play, Canberra's looked a little bit more settled, a little bit more like they're, you know, into their rhythm and into their game and starting to, you know, get a little bit of momentum swing happening, which is exactly why Olaf has called this timeout, talk to the girls, slow it down. You know, he talked about two things with them before the game, and that was about the interior game and making sure they try and take Canberra's interior game away and to be aware of their long-range perimeter shooters. And we've seen both Hunt and Bibby be open with a lot of space out three-point range, so I'm sure he'll be reiterating that message as we go to Craig.
Olaf Lange was very, very concise with his message. You've got to make them defend. Too often they're going up there and shooting. Get it through hands, make them work in their D. Down at the other end, Coach Graff just running through offensive sets, just trying to keep the momentum going.
So the Caps will bring it back into the front court. Romeo with Bibby. Cozier getting it on the right. Bally sets the screen for her. She gets it down low. Bakovic around the corner, but McMeek and Rusko was reaching around and the referee says Bakovic gave her a push. And that is 2 on Susie.
Yep. Certainly
and
is.
She'll probably sit down again shortly. 17-14 right now, the Caps leading. There's Tippett will inbound it to Graham. They've got Randall, McMeek and Rusko and Odette Andrew who's in for the first time as well. So the bench right now for the Thunder is going to be key for them. Graham then into the front court. Cuts away to the left. Back for Randall. The pass inside towards Tippett. Stolen away. I think Bakovic knocked it loose. Romeo to Bibby. 3 from the left is not going to go. And Tippett coming back gets the rebound.
Oh, and gets slugged. A little bit of over-exuberance from Bowley.
Is it? No, it's Cozier they've called.
There you go.
But they were all going for it.
They were.
Graham hands it off to McMeek and Rusko then to set up and call the play. From the top, she's looking for someone to come. Andrew on the left. No, finds Graham. In towards Tippett. Back out to Randall. Randall for McMeek and Rusko cut to the basket.
Yeah, good.
But they are very good without the ball and cutting to the basket and the way they pass it around. They are very good with that.
They're very active and just a straightforward backdoor cut that Romeo got caught out on that occasion as she attempts the 3 from the corner and knocks it down.
That's another 10 from Susie to the flood appeal. As Graham has it back in the front court, almost losing the handle, has to go back and pick it up. Bibby defending her right now. She cuts the way to the right. Rusko back to Randall. Randall put it on the floor, drive inside. McMeek and Rusko from the corner. It's only a 2 though. The Caps lead is 20-18 as Cozier gets mugged at the other end as she looked to take it inside. Foul on 12, Odette Andrew. As Cozier will sit down and Allison Lacey gets her first taste of basketball tonight and she'll inbound it from the right wing. Finds Bowley in the right corner. Back to Romeo. Looking for Bibby, no. Finds Bakovic taking on Tippett, knocks her to the ground, fighting for the rebound, tipped out of bounds, caps the ball again under the offensive basket.
Yes, look, Susie's starting to get a little bit frustrated there. She's having a little words to the refs here and there, so she just needs to play through it.
Inbound ball finds Bibby. Bibby from the right with about a 16-footer is good.
Yeah, she's certainly got the feel for it tonight, has Jess Bibby. So
she's got 7 points, leading scorer in the game. Randall back at the other end. Holly Smith has just come in for the Thunder. Off to Graham on the right. Back for Andrew. Uses a screen from Smith to cut away to the basket. Won't go, but Graham puts up a three from out there. Odette Andrew gets the rebound and pushes it back outside. Graham looking to cut away to the right.
Oh,
and
that's
a blocking foul from Randall as Romeo was had the run around the outside. And then just copped that bump. So Nicole Hunter's back in with Lacey. And Nicole Romeo was just holding her left shoulder after that. So must be feeling it a little bit. Kayla Francis back in for the Thunder.
And Tracy B.
Some real twin towers in there as Hunt drives it inside. Finds Bibby from the left. Three-pointer won't go. Lacey with the offensive board. Back around the corner. Hunt back to Bibby. Three from Bibby's good. That's another 10. Susie Bakovic, don't you love her?
Oh, God. You know, she's a shooter. And give her half, you know, give her a little bit of daylight. And she's going to take that open one. So
25-18 is Andrew.
Poor defense. Yeah. Yes, poor defense.
Lacey lost her. Easy layup. As Hunt has it back in the front court. Comes away to the right. Going to the baseline under the basket. Finds Lacey from the left for three. A little bit short. Francis defensive rebound. That's quarter time. 25-20 in favour of the Capitals after the Thunder got off to a really good start.
They did. They really came out, you know, all guns blazing and jumped the Canberra right at the start of the game. But, you know, it took Canberra a little while to get into the swing of things, a bit of momentum, a bit of a super sub in Jess Bibby coming onto the floor and certainly opening up some scoring opportunities for Canberra, which... you know, is what she's renowned for. So I think, you know, it's close. It's 25-20. It's only a 5-point lead, but it's pretty warm in here tonight, Mark, and it's hard to play in this kind of stifling humidity.
Yeah, which is going to make it harder on the Thunder, who are backing up, of course, after playing last night. But, yeah, you can see a couple of the players. They are really feeling the heat and grabbing their shirts and just wiping their faces. The sweat is running. And at quarter time, there's a few there with towels trying to, you know, get the sweat off, keep the hands dry, which is really the battle in this sort of a situation.
That's exactly right. And just having a quick look through some of the stats, you know, the shooting percentage from the field is fairly even. I guess, you know, the difference is in three-point shooting, it's 50% for Canberra to 17% from the Logan Thunder. And you know, just working our way through the stats here, there's not a lot of difference in any other categories there, and I'm just trying to see second chance points would be of real concern for Olaf, in that Canberra's managed to got nine second chance points to Logan's zero. So,
well, that will be a big, and Craig did mention that earlier. He's down there listening in right now to the Capitals, the final instructions before they come back out for the second quarter. And the Thunder will go with Sarah Graham, Kayla Francis, Holly Smith, Kristen Veal and Renee Camino. While the Capitals will have Tola and Bakovic, Wilson, Bibby and Hunt as we start the second quarter. Craig.
Coach Graham disappointed with the defensive effort of the Caps that quarter. Coach Lange said too much rebounding, the Caps in the offensive court. You've got to tighten up the D, their second chance points as we mentioned. Also, getting too many post plays where they get into the post, kick it out again, defence is going away from the post player. He wants them to stay tight on their post players.
Thanks, Craig, as Camino in their first possession takes it inside. Holly Smith with the offensive board will stick it back outside for Veely. The first possession of the second quarter. Smith driving baseline, flicks it back out to Graham on the right. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Sarah Graham's shot won't drop. And Wilson with the defensive rebound. Give it to Hunt, and into the front court come the Capitals. Back of it, low post on the right. Backing in against Francis. Shot won't go. Gets her own rebound. Sticks it back in. And Susie Dakovic. And that's her first points of the game. Her first contribution besides out of her pocket from the other players.
That's right. She's contributing.
Francis finds Camino on the left, looking to drive baseline. Wilson defending her, and Camino put a foot on the sideline. Don't see that so often, apart from three-point shots in the corner.
Yeah, it's sort of earlier in the season we were seeing it a bit with the new three-point line being closer, but it's been a while. Most players had adjusted, so
So the Caps then bring it back off the turnover. Booby gets it on the right, straight into Tolo, under the basket, trying to reverse layout. Can't. Back to Bakovic. The 8-foot jumper won't go for her. And then Booby almost steals it away, but goes out of bounds.
Classic shark action there, and just couldn't quite hang on to it on that occasion.
Francis didn't see it coming.
No.
Beely with it. We'll bring it into the front court. Just barely got that across in time. Might have been a little bit late, but anyway, drives into the basket, lays it up. Tolo was couldn't stay with her. Hunt bring it back. 27-25, Caps leading here in the early stages of the second quarter. Wilson gets it off to Tolo to Bibby on the right wing. Sarah Graham defending her. Finds Wilson baseline. Back to Bibby. Gets away from Graham. Into the paint she goes. A little fallaway jumper. Won't go. Just ran off to the right, and Francis defensive rebound. Quickly off to Graham from Veal. Taking on Bibby. Shot won't go for her. And Bakovic gets back there to grab the defensive rebound. Hunt. Cross to Bibby on the right. Driving baseline. Getting away from, but it's left it a little bit short. And Camino now. Back at the other end. She drives. Boy, it is going up and down. From the free throw line, Camino hits the basket.
Yeah, and look at the pace this first minute and a half, 2 minutes of this quarter has been pretty frenetic. I don't know that we can see the girls. You've been down courtside, Simon. It's pretty hot down there. It's hot here.
It is damn hot underneath those lights. And I can't, yeah, like you said, Michelle, I can't see the game. As Bibby scores again off the reverse layup. I can't see the game staying at this pace for 40 minutes. It's just... it's really full on there. You can see the girls just dripping, and it's very hard work out there.
Beely, the pass around the corner. Randall wasn't looking. Mm. We talked about that earlier. And then almost comes up with a steal on the backcourt.
You think Jess Bibby's getting plenty of minutes tonight? Enough minutes?
The way she's feeling. The way she's feeling.
Oh, look what you've done, Simon. Oh, they're subbing her out now.
Well, like we said, she doesn't need to be out there for long. She probably came out about halfway through that first quarter, and is leading all scorers with a dozen points.
Hunt with the ball off the inbound. Wilson comes around a screen on the left in the paint. They'd wrap her up. She's trying to get her, have to pass it out, and then gets caught for 3 seconds.
Yeah, she was in there a long time.
Tolo was standing in the middle waiting while Wilson was tied up. Good defense. Romeo back in for Hunt. Give me a lot of substitutions in this heat.
And that's one of the advantages Canberra has. They do go a bit deeper in the bench, so Graffy can put players in and out a bit more frequently than probably Olaf can.
Veal with it on the right. Back to Francis. Another three. It's good.
Yeah. Too much space for... you've got to defend Kayla out on that three-point range.
She's hit three three-pointers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's their centre. Lacey with it in the front court. There's lots of bumping in there. Tolo was fighting to try and get position.
I think they've called this one on Veal.
Francis or...
Veal.
Yep. Veely.
Veely arguing her case there with Damien Nemeth.
Carey wants to talk about it here. 6:30 to go till halftime. Caps up by 2, 29-27.
That's right. So, you know, it's almost 3.5 minutes of play. Logan have managed to, you know, dig back that 5-point lead. They've got it down to 2, and Graffy wants to talk about it. She's not happy with the way things is. Olaf is having a long conversation
with the referees, not with his players.
That's right. There's certainly a lot of conversation happening there.
He's trying to understand Australian interpretation rather than the German interpretation.
I've been here 41 years and I have trouble understanding the Australian interpretation. So. Good luck, Gola. But yeah, you've got to be thinking it's the Capitals do have that advantage. You were talking about a deeper bench, Michelle, and they're going to be able to just rotate people in and out, get fresh legs out there. Whereas, you know, even though it's a comfortable win for Logan last night, they have had that extra game. It was still pretty warm in the AIS training hall. Not like it is here tonight, but it was still warm enough. And, you know, he played his guns 25 minutes around that time. But... he's going to have to play them more than that tonight to stay in touch with the game. So it'll be interesting to see if Logan do run out of legs or whether they can keep up the pace coming into finals.
So we go to Craig. Go to Craig.
Lacey inbounds it to Romeo. Romeo looking to drive inside against Beale. Takes her on. And is Beale going to be caught for her second? 3-2
yes.
It is. Craig.
Yeah, interesting. Olaf Lange saying that he didn't think their big girl defence was as good as it should be, and to try and concentrate on getting into the post and using that as their basis point to move on. Coach Graff just really saying it's not good enough.
Romeo goes to the line then for a couple of free throws, makes the first.
Well, we are going into finals, so Graffy's going to want everything tuned nicely and, you know, firing on all four cylinders.
Makes them both. 31-27. Caps lead. Beal gets it off the inbound pass from Francis and brings it down the left wing. Lots of ball, lots of players moving around. Camino gets it on the right. Now cutting baseline. Tries to lay it up. Carly Wilson thought she had a clean block. Might have just got her across the arm.
I'm just loving the facials on Carly Wilson's turnaround. Like, I cannot believe you called that. No expression on the face, just that blank questioning.
Who, me indeed? Camino will go to the line for a couple of free throws. Fouled in the act of shooting. As Kayla Francis sits down. Gretel Tippett was the one back in.
Camino's looked dangerous every time she's got the ball in offense. She's, when she was like that at the chute, we saw her. She's just so dynamic off that first step.
And she missed the second, and the Caps quickly back in the front court. Wilson back to Backovic at the top. The defense is holding them up. Backovic dribbling away. Gives it to Lacey, cutting across the baseline, then throws a bad pass at McMeek, and Rusko gets quickly to Camino. Camino taking on Wilson. Lays it up and in. Great work.
So hard to defend, too. You see the way the Camino moves. You just don't know if she's going left or right. She's got the ability to go both ways.
And Olaf doesn't understand why there wasn't a foul called, I think. Lacey back in the front court to Romeo, cutting me around the screen. Left side for Wilson. Wilson down to back of it, out to Romeo. In the corner is Lacey with a three from the right. Won't go. Wilson wins the rebounding battle. Second chance for the Capitals as they take it back out to Romeo to set up the play. Cuts away to the right and then looks to go inside. He finds Lacey. Back to Wilson on the left. Lacey to Romeo on the right. In for back of it. Well, that was just a terrible pass.
Yeah, Gretel Tippett did a good job of just being right up in Susie Bakovic's back, so there's no way she was going backwards to pull that in.
Camino to Randall to Beal on the left. Finds Randall at the right elbow.
Bang.
She's left alone, so she hits it and ties the game up. That puts the Thunder back in front, 32-31.
Yeah, and Canberra really need to make some changes here, and I suggest that they might need some fresh legs on the floor who are going to do something a little bit different, because right now things are not looking good. We see Wilson go to the basket. Oh, nice bend, come off the screen and just finish that one off. So finally, Canberra puts some more points on the board.
Yeah, well, they're missing Bibby, aren't they? Veal with it back in the front court, looking to reuse a couple of screens at the top. Ball loose. Randall back to Veal from the left elbow. Run around the rim and run around and drop.
Oh, Susie gets a third.
Susie's got three. Yeah, has Tipper got the offensive board and tried to stick it back?
And not a smart one from Suze there.
No, either. But, you know, the issue there is that there was such a defensive breakdown that Susie's caught out of position to contest that rebound, you know. And we've seen with that group on the floor that we just had then, there was three sets down the floor. There were just basic defensive breakdowns that should not be happening at this time in the season. So I'm sure Coach Graff would be very unhappy about that.
Yeah, Susie really in a position there of, do I let her get a layup or do I foul? As you mentioned, Michelle, she's well out of position.
Tippett at the free throw line makes the first of the free throws to tie it back up at 33. Beattie in for Bakovic. Bibby and Cozy are back in as well. She makes them 34-33. Thunder lead again as Cozy gets it in the right corner. Back to Romeo. Bibby left wing. Bibby coming around a screen, finds Tolo for the 12-foot jumper from the left. There's all left. Nice little basket, and the Caps go back in front. 35-34. So Sarah Graham will bring it back for the Thunder. At the top, coming back to the left, around a screen as Tippett cuts away to the basket. And
as Francis is open for another three.
Left a little bit short, but inside, Tippett gets the offensive board. Round the corner finds Francis, and, well, Tracy's just walked into the back of her. Her first foul.
As we see Logan with the ball inbound, straight to McKeek, and Rusko is open in the corner.
For three. Kerry's not happy.
I'm not surprised she's not happy.
The way she signalled, I want a timeout.
Yeah, if you've got an inbound situation there, really, you've only, for the immediate pass in, you've only got to defend four players. McMeek and Rusko was wide open.
And the Thunder played that inbound all the time last night.
Yeah.
Straight across court. Beely, when she fires it across there, she finds them and they are getting
the basket. Beely does. She finds open players. That's why she's leading the league in assists. And it's Graffy would be saying, look, hell, half you guys have played with Beely. You know what you can do. We've got to pick up those loose players when the ball's in her hand.
Olaf said at the start of the game when Craig was interviewing him that they needed to be hanging around there at half time, and he felt that if they could do that, that they were going to be in this game. So certainly, you know, there's three and a half minutes to go in this first half, and they're only 2 points.
Up by two.
They're up by 2 points, that's right. So he'd be pretty pleased with that, and he'd be certainly making, you know, reinforcing his key messages and talking to the girls about, you know, getting at half time, we want to be in a good position to be able to play out the second half. To go to Craig.
Yeah, Coach Graff was livid. Brain snaps like that cannot be tolerated. It just shows a lack of focus, and she was ripping it into the girls from the moment they were heading off the court. It was a tirade from Coach Graff. Olive Lange, he's thinking it's going all right at the moment. His have fun message has certainly worked.
I think Graffy scared Craig there, not only the players.
A good pass from Bibby into Beattie, and Beattie will step up to the foul line.
A foul on McMeekin Rusko, I think it is. Her first foul of the game. Yep, Tracy Beattie will go to the line and try and get the Capitals back to even.
You can understand Coach Graff being really unhappy. I mean, there's just been some really basic defensive breakdowns. And these guys are, you know, one round away from finals. You
go off and do championship,
defending
their
championship. You go into final series and play against, I mean, Logan's a good team. They're a finals contender. You do it against other finals teams, you're going to struggle.
So Beely has it back in the front court. As Beattie made just the first, missed the second. Beely on the right wing then. Kosier defending her. Sitting right on her shoulder. Beely calling the play and now cutting underneath the basket. Finds McMeekin Rusko where she hit the three a minute ago,
man.
And hits the second one from the same position.
Straight away, Graff gets to the bench, tells Nicole Hunt.
You get out,
Romeo out. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a poor defensive choice from Romeo there.
She tries to reply with a three, won't go. Tolo, no, Beely gets in there in front of her and will drive it into the front court. Plenty of defense there. Back to Tippett. Tippett for Francis, left alone outside, but she'll pass it off to Graham. Comes around the screen to the left. Back for Francis. Put it on the floor. Go to the free throw line. And hit the basket from there. Right now, 41-36. Logan Thunder leading the Capitals in a big surprise. Romeo to Tolo, low post. Back out to Kosier on the left wing. Looking for someone to pass it to. Finds Romeo in the left corner. Back for Bibby. Bibby into Tolo. Hands back off to Bibby. Baseline jumper. Won't go for her, and Francis inside gets the rebound. In 2 minutes till half time, Logan Thunder will be very, very happy. Beal with it back in the front court. Graham comes around a screen to the right, gets the ball in front of Bibby. And Bibby with a bit of a touch. Called for a very, very light. And that's the fourth, or is that?
No, that's just the fourth team foul.
Bibby and Romeo sit down. Wilson and Hunt back in.
We talked about it before the game. The Canberra guards in Romeo and Hunt, they're just struggling to contain Kristen Beal.
Francis hands off to Graham. Three from the right. Left a little bit short. Tolo, can she get to it? She can. And dribble it into the front court. Wait for some teammates. Gives it to Wilson. On the right now for the Caps. Need to set up a play. Beattie cuts towards the basket. Hunt to Tolo, low post against Francis, backing in, spin away from her. Layup left it short.
Got a lot of contact.
Francis picks it up. Outlet pass from Beal to Graham in the front court. Back to Francis. And I think Beely thought she was going to just put up another three. So gives it back to Veal. Goes around a screen from Tippett, who cuts away to the basket. Drives inside. Francis all alone for three from the right.
Oh,
guess what?
Boy.
She's got 14 points and
she keeps getting three pointers.
Yeah. That's right. And, you know, again, good penetration for Veal to find the open player on the perimeter.
Tolo to Hunt, back to Tolo, to Cozier. Dribbles away to the right, going to go baseline. Force it back out, finally finds Veal. Another steal for Veal as Cozier goes down on the knees. Tip it inside with the layup. No, wouldn't go for it. But, boy, right now, the Logan Thunder are looking the better side.
Absolutely.
Hunt away to the right. And Beale with another steal. Outlet pass to Tippett. Cozier getting back. Knocks it away from her and tries to keep it alive. It's out of bounds. It'll be
great
Logan
hustle.
Thunder. But Cozier, great hustle, as you
absolutely
said.
Absolutely great
got
hustle.
Back and diving on that one. As Tippett could have had an easy layup. Camino and Randall are in.
It's been interesting watching Veely while Tracy Beattie's been out on the floor. You know, Tracy's big girl, not very quick up the floor. Veely's almost been using her as a moving screen to get options against her own teammates, well, against Beattie's own teammates.
They were at the AIS together.
Yep.
As Camino drives in and lays one in. 46 to 36, 10-point lead, unbelievable, as Hunt inside is fouled.
Offensive foul.
Yeah.
Offensive foul. Basket won't count.
It was definitely there. It was a late call, but it was there.
We've got 1 second left here till halftime, so I don't think they'll get a shot off in time. As Randall looks to inbound, McMeekin Rusko dribbles and then doesn't get the shot off anyway. Halftime, who would have believed it? Logan Thunder, 46 leading the Canberra Capitals, 36. We're in the national capital. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, and deservedly a 10-point lead. Canberra in that second quarter, defensively, they were just goddamn awful. And, you know, the number of defensive breakdowns that we saw in that patch of play, you know, just leaving open. And McKeegan Rusko has been around this league for such a long time for the open three. Kayla Francis, who we know can knock it down from the perimeter, giving her four.
And all of them from the same position,
absolutely,
virtually.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just go stand in the same position, you'll get a three. That seems to be McMeekin Rusko's two threes were both from the corner, exactly the same position, within a minute of each other.
I mean, that is the good thing for Canberra. They, as you said, Michelle, they have been bad defensively in this quarter. They're only down by 10. So it's, you know, it's three or four shots. They've certainly got the ability to step up and get back into this game. But, yeah, it'd be interesting being a fly on the wall in the Caps dressing room at halftime.
I don't think you need to be a flyer. You'd be standing outside. Nah. You'd be hearing it.
I don't think you need to be psychic either to work out what Graffy will be doing. She will be going off her nut just saying, you know, it's not good enough, guys. We are 2 weeks out from finals and we're making basic, you know, defensive errors. We're leaving open known. Yeah, not only in your scouting notes, you'd know Kayla Francis can shoot the three, but she's already dropped two or three on you, and she gets open, wide open again, and as you said, from the same spot. So,
don't mean to say it, but the AIS defended a better last night.
They did. They did. So, yeah, it'll be defense, defense, defense. And, you know, Graffy comes from that school, the Tom Maher, you know, school of coaching. They're very similar in their, they absolutely pride themselves on defensive effort, defensive intensity.
Well, the other thing that's contributing to the defensive breakdowns is the fact that they're giving too much easy penetration. And so, you know, the penetration is coming and drawing that second rotation of defense, and then they're just finding the open player consistently, and it's a poor closeout from Canberra. So, you know, individual players need to take responsibility for containing their own player, and that will start to shut down some of that perimeter open looks.
Indeed they will. 46-36, Logan Thunder leading at halftime. Kayla Francis with 14 points as their leading scorer. Camino's got 9, and McMeekin Rusko has got 9 as well. Unbelievable that she's that high up in the scoring. Jess Bibby with 12 points, the leading scorer for the Capitals, and a few others, two or three, have got 5, but they need a lot more out of their team if they want to keep this one going and get back into this game. 46-36, the Capitals trailing the Logan Thunder here at halftime.
Mark, it's halftime here. We'll let you have a break as we'll bring this interview we did earlier in the week. Now, first up, John Tuxworth from the Canberra Times was speaking with Ivan Slavich. He, of course, is the CEO of ActuAGL, and of course that's the parent company of Transact. We also heard from Susie Bakovich and Coach Kerry Graff about the Queensland flood donations. That's halftime here on sportradio.com.au here as, well, Logan have the advantage at the moment.
Obviously, a great opportunity for the Hispanic Queensland team to raise a bit of money for the flood relief and the club to do their bit.
Yeah, that's right. So there's a number of Queensland players also that play for the Caps. So it's an opportunity for the basketball community and its sponsors to give something back for the flood victims. So what's happening is Transact, we're dollar matching all the contributions from our staff, and so far we're up to $6,200. Another thing we've done is we've purchased 500 tickets for the game, and we've sent out a note to our Grapevine customers, and that got just swallowed up within about 20 minutes. It was unbelievable. And also what Basketball ACT are doing, that every ticket that they sell, they're going to donate a dollar to the flood victims. So overall, I mean, I think it's going to be a really big effort to raise money for the victims of the Queensland flood. And also, the great thing about it, it's going to be a really good game. And by having more people there, it'll have a great atmosphere. One of the things that Kerry Graff said at the beginning of the season, which really resonated with me, is that she's never actually had a sell-out women's game other than in the finals. And this is the last game of the season for the Caps. So it'll just be fantastic to have 4,600 people there for the game, and that'll also just create a fantastic atmosphere. And just to warm things up, at 5:30 there's a celebrity game, and you've got Kelly Abrams and Linda Muir, who are ex-captains, and they're going to captain each side, and you're playing too, John. So we've got the likes of former Olympic rower, managing director of CB Richard Ellis, Nick McDonald Crowley, Cam Elisa from 106, Ross Solly from 666 ABC, Daniel Gibson from Prime TV, Chris Dutton and yourself from the Canberra Times. And there's also Andrew Bars playing, the ACT Minister for Sport. And who else we've got? We've got Cam Elisa, John Clark is a production manager. We've got pretty much everyone there on the list, so it's going to be pretty good. I know I played in the netball celebrity match before, and I couldn't believe how physical it was for netball, and I think basketball is going to be twice as good, so I think there's every chance I'm going to get fouled out, five fouls, especially up against some of those media guys.
Well, Susie, this game is an important one for a number of reasons, not only the Caps finals run into the finals, but also for the fundraising for all the victims of the Queensland flooding.
Yeah, definitely. Look, we've been looking forward to this game for that fact that, it's a fundraiser for, all the devastating thing that's been happening in Queensland. So it's, we've been looking forward to it, pumped for the game and try and get as many bums on seats as we can. Obviously, it's basically $2 a ticket that is going to get donated for the Queensland flood. So the more the merrier, the more, that the check's going to be at the end of the day. So if we can try and get a sellout of as many people as we can, it's going to help the Queensland floods.
Now, of course, you're playing a Queensland team who've been affected by it, but you play a lot of teammates and also rivals throughout the competition all come from Queensland. So what have they been telling you about their experiences of it?
Yeah, I mean, look, some of them have family and friends that have been affected and stuff, so it's obviously devastating for them, and it's a hard time, and that's what's so important for us to do this fundraising and help them, we're obviously not there, we can't, get our hands dirty at the moment, but if we can help in any way, and obviously for us now it's, we're in season, so help with a donation to help at the end of the day, that's all we can really do for now.
This is the final home game for the Caps this year, and this is your first season with the Caps. How have you found the Canberra Capitals experience?
Oh, definitely the best, I'd have to say, being back in the league with this team. Very professional. Obviously, I've had a tough year and, a lot of personal things going on. Great family. They've really helped me and stuff. So secondary family's been, honestly, really got me through this season, and now I'm sort of getting my fitness back and starting to get back on track. It's a bit of a shame that the season's coming to an end. I'm sort of just you know, he got back from injury and stuff. So it's been fantastic. Look, I've enjoyed every minute of it and really like being here.
What's the difference between the CAPS programs and the other WNBL programs that you've been in?
Look, Graffy's a fanatic and she's a workhorse and will just live out in the court and help you in any way. You know, our structure with trainings and stuff, it's basically based around, you know, a fully professional WNBL team. So your benefit is being in this kind of environment is that you're training flat out, you're doing your individuals, you're getting your shots up and things like that. And in most teams, you don't really get that opportunity because most people are working full time, which we have the Cats working full time, but they'll finish work early during the season and might go to work earlier or, you know, things like that. But by far, this program is just set up so well. Which obviously benefits individually, but at the end of the day, it helps the team because you're getting better and the players around you are getting better, so you get pushed at training a lot. And you know, so that for me, it's a great program to be in, definitely by far.
You can compare it to so many programs overseas that you've been in. Is it comparable to what you had in fully professional programs in Europe?
Look, it's definitely up there, but the difference with Europe is everyone on the team is fully professional. Nobody works. So obviously, you're training twice a day. You're flat out. You know, so it's a little bit different in the sense that, you know, the Europeans have the money to be able to give a whole team full-time athletes. So obviously you're pretty much training flat out as a whole team, whereas here you obviously still got people working and stuff. So the morning sessions you're doing individuals because, you know, you can't do a full training session with the team. So that is the difference. But, you know, if you look around the league in Australia, Canberra's pretty much on the right track of getting something done around the, you know, along those lines. So yeah, definitely. They're by far one of the better teams in the league.
Graffy's goal is, of course, to have the first fully professional team. How long do you think that is off?
I think it's getting closer, definitely. I think it's still, you know, a fair few years away. But she's a determined lady and, you know, she wants it. So I'm sure she'll get it in the end, definitely. And she's going about it the right way and things like that. And look, you know, she's our Australian coach, like. She's an amazing coach and an amazing person, so you know we're lucky to have her and she works really hard for us to you know things that benefit us, which will benefit the team and things like that. And look, at the end of the day, the WNBL is great and it should be fully professional. So it is a little bit disappointing that there's only you know a few full-time athletes and then the rest have to work. And imagine how great the league would be if everyone was a full-time athlete. They could really focus on their training and get stuff done. The league would be so much more competitive, you know, and it already is competitive, but it'd just be an extra level up.
I think it's 12 seasons now since you won your flag with the AIS. How have you enjoyed the life of a professional basketballer?
Yeah, oh, and I won that one and the one with Sydney.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's taken me around the whole world and I love Europe. I mean, me obviously having a background Croatian and things and I've fallen in love with Europe at a young age. You know, and I've just seen so much, and it's been great. It's a great experience. I wouldn't change my life for anything. Like, I wouldn't take anything back, and I've just been blessed and lucky to have a gift to be able to hoop, and, you know, I got to utilise it and obviously make a career out of it and see the world, and it's been phenomenal. Like, I've loved every minute of it. Obviously, there's, you know, times where there's ups and downs, and you're away from home, and you might get a little bit cranky or a little bit down, but at the end of the day, I wouldn't change it at all. Loved it, every minute of it.
And looking past what you hope is another championship this year, what's the future hold?
At the moment, I'm just focusing on trying to get this win to get the championship. I'm hungry for a championship. I know I'm competitive, but I think this Cats program deserves it and the players that I play with deserve it. So, you know, that's pretty much my focus at the moment. And then I guess after the season, we'll see what it holds and, you know, see what the Cats, what they've got in their future and just see what happens from there. I'm not really too concerned about it right now. Just, you know, doing my job and enjoying playing. That's my priority right now.
Well, all the best for playoffs.
Thanks, mate.
Well, Graffy, this game is all about charity, Logan versus the Caps, and one of the great things is the outpouring that Australians across the border have done, but particularly the basketball community, and also your major sponsor, Transact.
Yeah, look, it's, you know, it's something that we pride ourselves on in general terms, is to be supportive of not only our local community, but in this instance, you know, the national focus on supporting the Queensland flood relief. And I think it's you know, huge of Transact to do what they've done in terms of, you know, buying 500 tickets and donating that to the cause. That Basketball ACT will donate a dollar for every ticket sold, and our push is to try and get a sellout. So, you know, that's $4,500 plus Money Transact have already raised. So, you know, we'll do other things at the game to promote that as well. So, you know, we'd like to think that in a small way, women's basketball and the Canberra Transact Capitals can add a little bit of pocket change to that flood relief appeal.
What about the players? How much have they been affected, not only in your team, but in the Opals and the other teams that you do deal with from day to day?
Yeah, look, I mean, certainly the linkage is we're playing Logan, it's a Brisbane team, so I'm sure there's a lot of girls there that have got family or friends that have been impacted. Obviously, Mariana Tolo's a Mackay girl, Rebecca Haynes, who we recruited this year, is from Queensland. You know, Natty Hurst and Jess Bibby have spent the last two or three off-seasons playing in Gladstone. So, you know, I think there's a real sense of, you know, and we travel to Townsville and Logan every year and have done for many years in the WNBL, gone to Queensland. So you have connections there. Peter Buckle, our former assistant at Townsville, and they're about to be hit by a cyclone. So, you know, there's connections that make it closer to home. You know, we're far away from it here physically, but... you know, when you said that devastation and people have to rebuild their lives, I think, you know, the least we can do is, you know, throw around a donation bucket a game of basketball to try and help them out.
Well, we wish you all the best as the playoffs approach.
Thanks very much.
Yes, Carrigraph there talking about the flood relief. Well, the relief right now needs to come for the Capitals. They need the help. We're about to start the second half, the third quarter. Carly Wilson will inbound at halfway. Capitals will have first use of it. To start the third quarter, Nicole Hunt, Bakovic, Tolo and Kosier, the lineup right now. As we start the third quarter, Hunt gets it and brings it down the right. Wilson looking for somebody to pass it to, goes to Bakovic under the basket, turn around, banks it in off the glass, and Susie, after a very quiet first half scoring wise, gets the Caps off to a good start.
She did, and you know, she's got three fouls, so she had some time limitations in the first half, but she'll be difficult for, as we said, Camino drive hard, and a nice block from Carly Wilson. Those go-go gadget arms of Carly Wilson.
Yeah, I don't think Camino believed there wasn't a foul there. So the Caps get away with that one. 46-38 right now as they bring it back in the front court. Wilson right to Kosier, steps out at the top. Bakovic low post against Randall. Puts it up and won't drop four, and lost out of bounds by the Thunder. Yep. Sorry, Veely, it did come off Randall's hands.
That's right. Big appeal from Veely to the other way, but Canberra ball.
Kosier inbounds to Wilson, has it blocked by Francis, picked up by Camino. And Francis and Camino will bring it down the right wing into the front court. Francis on the right wing will give it back. They'll move it to the left, Veely to Graham. Graham gets away from Kosier, tries to lay it up and in it goes. That was just too easy.
Absolutely too easy. Kosier was over the screen before Graham had made the decision where she was going.
Forced her into it. Scoring the basket. Kosier finds Wilson on the baseline, on the left. Takes it in the paint. Tries to hook it in. Won't go. Veal defensive rebound. Outlet pass. Finds Graham on the right wing. Can they take on Hunt in the paint? No. Hand off to Francis. She'll dribble back out of there and set up another play. Randall on the left for Francis, cutting into the paint, flicks it back towards Randall, just picks it up off to Camino just inside the 3-point line, won't go for it, and Hunt gets the defensive rebound, and Camino is a little bit slow getting up. Kosier has it on the left for three, left that one short, Bakovic tips it loose, Kosier outlet, tips it back out to Hunt, and good hustle there from the Caps to keep that one alive. Hunt going right off to Bakovic, just inside the 3-point line from out the top. There's only a two.
That's right,
and the Caps getting some offense, and they need it.
Yes, and the refs just going to stop and get the floor wiper out where Veal came off second best off of a Bakovic screen action. So.
Yep. There's we've had a fair bit of floor wiping, which wouldn't be a surprise in these sort of circumstances. And the players, with their hustling, there have been a lot of them going to ground. So 48-40 right now. The Thunder still leading by eight as Francis will inbound it in the backcourt to Veal. She's got Camino down the left wing as Veal gets it across centre court. Uses a screen to come away to the right. Graham on the right goes away from Kosier. The reverse lays it in. Kosier twice getting burnt here early in the third.
She certainly has, and again, defensively, it's unusual to see Michelle Kosier, but that quickly, as we see Kosier driving hard and make amends at the other end of the floor. Good strong finish as we just transition from Logan beating Canberra down the floor. Fortunately for Canberra, Francis can't convert that.
Yep. I think they should be awake to Bealey's passes by now. Tolo back out to Hunt. Bekovic at the top, put it on the floor and drive down low. Lays it up and in.
It was all left.
Bekovic's got eight.
Left, left, left. Susie Bekovic, if you don't know that yet. As we see, Hunt with some good
defense.
D. Great D.
Knocks it away from Bealing. It gets it back and dribbles straight into the front court. Three on one. Cozy are found in the act of shooting. Will go to the line for two.
In and out.
I thought she was getting it.
Don't know if you picked it up there, but Cozy's right elbow very heavily bandaged. I don't remember that in the first half.
Yeah, looks like she's got some brace on it. So Cozy will go to the line. It's not her shooting arm. Did she take a tumble in the first half?
She may have. She might have grazed the old elbow and avoid the blood rule we had last week. There was players on and off all game with blood on their shirts and things being cleaned, so they're probably just being overcautious, perhaps.
Cozier makes both of them and then sits down. Alison Lacey comes in to replace her. As McMeekin Rusko is also in for Veal, who's sat down. She was feeling a little sore and sorry, so quick break, I'm sure, for her. McMeekin Rusko then gets it at the top back to Camino on the left. 50 to 46, the Caps back to within four. Francis in the corner. Travels as she looked to take off to get away from Tolo, who was coming at her.
Yeah, much better closeout D from Mariana Tolo on that occasion. She saw her in the corner and thought, I'm not giving her an open three, not this time.
Timeout call, and I think it's Olaf Lange, who I think he wants to have a chat more with the referees than he does with these players. But the referees just run away from him.
But, they're not interested.
Yeah, 50 to 46, the Capitals closing it back down, and they need to keep this run going.
Absolutely do. And, Susie Bekovic has had a fairly important role to play early on in this second half. She's certainly been a much better presence offensively, and I'm sure that's one of the things that Olaf will be talking to his team about, is that they really need to make sure that they focus again on that interior defence and see if they can contain Susie a little bit. She is difficult to contain, and I think one of the advantages that Logan had in the first half was that Susie had racked up those three fouls, so the containment was probably happening by virtue of time restriction on the floor rather than perhaps the defence of the Logan Thunder.
Yeah, the Caps will be coming back from this timeout. The Thunder have brought Tippett back in with Camino, McMeekin, Rusko, Francis and Graham. That'll be their lineup. The Capitals will have Hunt, Lacey, Wilson, Tolo and Bakovic. And it will be...
Craig has been in the timeouts.
Craig.
Coach Graff wants him to try and get Camino well away from Tolo, but she also wants to keep Graffy away from her as well.
Understandable. Hunt then has it in the front court. The Lacey on the left uses a screen from Bakovic. Hunt inside to Tolo. Fouled in the act of shooting by Francis. That's number three on Francis.
Yes, and she has been important for them, and particularly on the scoring front. And interestingly, Logan on that occasion had gone to a 2-3 zone. So it'll be wait and see whether they continue to play a bit more zone against Canberra.
Tolo makes the three-point play, and the Caps about down by just one. 6:30 to go here in the third quarter. As Logan looks for some answers, Camino gets it on the left against Lacey. Drives inside, found the act of shooting. As she bakes the basket, she'll go to the line for the three-point play.
That's a really dangerous matchup, I think, for Canberra. I don't think Lacey has the speed. Camino is such an explosive player. I just don't think she's got the speed to be able to contain Camino with the ball in her hands.
Yeah, getting a few instructions from Carrie on how to defend her in future, I think. Camino makes the three-point play, 53 to 49, as Tolo will inbound it to Hunt. And the Thunder just get back behind halfway and just wait. Obviously, don't want to waste too much energy yet. Tolo driving in at the basket. Holly Smith will be called for her first foul.
Yeah.
And it's a change in tactic, I think, because I don't think we saw this in the first half. The Capitals going inside as much.
No, they certainly have. And I think the interior, in the first half with Bakovic off the floor, the interior doesn't open up as much for Tolo. When you've got Bakovic on the floor, it gives you that greater, you know, there's a lot more for the defence to be concerned about, I guess. And it certainly opens up options for Mariana Tolo. And that was the third team foul from Logan, Mark. And, you know, 6 minutes to go, they're really going to have to ensure that they don't give any easy ones up and send Canberra to the line.
Tola made the two as Camino gets it on the left, driving the paint. Pull-up jumper won't go as it just fell off the front of the room. And Olaf Langer saying, wasn't there a touch there from the defensive player? No, says the referee. Lacey gets it on the right wing for the Caps. Two-point game as they go into Tolo. Takes on Tippett. Layup won't go. Tolo gets the offensive board. Jump ball, and Tippett stole it away and travelled as he took it out of bounds. So the Caps will get the ball under the offensive basket. 53-51. Lacey inbounds it to Wilson on the right. Back out to Hunt to set up the play from the top. Comes to Wilson on the left. Into Bakovic. Low post against Tippett. In the paint. She has to flick it out. McMeek and Rusko coming in on the help out. Will be called for the fourth team foul. Her second.
That's right.
Five and a half to go.
And certainly Logan are aggressively double and tripling down on the post when they receive it, but there's no need for McKeek and Rusko to throw the old hand in there.
Caps quickly inbound the ball, back out to Hunt. Hunt dribbling to the right side. Wilson comes around a screen, gets it inside the free throw line. Left-handed hook shot won't go. Keeps it alive, and they'll get the second opportunity. Lacey into back of it quickly. Backing in against Smith. Banks one in off the glass.
Here she comes.
A tied-up game at 53.
That's right. And Susie, you can see she's such a competitor. You can just see it in her eyes.
Tippett puts up an outside jumper that won't go, and Hunt with the defensive rebounds off to the races. Of course, a three-on-three. Yes, Lacey lay it up. In it goes.
Nice.
Caps lead by two.
Nice transition from Canberra there. Nicole Hunt did a great job of drawing the defence, and just she had the two guys running the lanes in Wilson and Lacey, and she just picked Lacey beautifully, and nice finish from Lacey. And certainly Olaf has got a timeout here. He needs to talk about things. The momentum swung a bit. He's got a team with four team fouls in 5 minutes virtually to go in this half, and he needs to make some adjustments. The girls really need to just refocus and make sure that they go back to doing all the little hard bits that they need
to do. What was working at the end of the second quarter?
Yes.
Yeah. He looks a lot calmer than you might expect, certainly for what Carrie was like in the first half when they were not playing too well.
Yeah, well, and each coach brings their own personality to the game. I haven't seen a lot of Olaf coaching. I've seen, a few TV games and whatever, but I've never seen him lose his composure, and he's always very calm, and, he's very clear and very concise and very structured in the way that he approaches the game, so...
Still talking to them as they come out. Bealey is back out there with McMeek and Rusko. Camino in the backcourt, and up front it'll be Randall and Tippett. So Holly Smith has sat down. For the Caps, Bakovic, Lacey Hunt, Wilson and Tolo. As Carey gives them some final instructions as they run out. Thunder with the ball in the backcourt. Craig.
Michelle's muscle white arm, she bumped it earlier in the game, that's why it's taped up. Coach Lange, he is wanting them to take good shots, not just any shot. He thinks they've been rushing their offensive plays.
Camino in the front court to Tippett, right side for McMeek and Rusko. Back to Randall, three from the top left and short. Wilson with the rebound quickly to Hunt on the front court. And now she'll set up the play as the defence is back. Bealey watching her as she comes away to the right. Wilson on the right, gets the ball into Tolo, low post against Tippett. Takes it across and reverse lays it in, 57-53. The Caps go up by four. Their biggest lead for quite some time. And Bealey is not happy, talking to the referee as she dribbles it into the front court. Gets it across in time and comes across to the right wing and then comes back behind a couple of high post screens. Finds McMeek and Rusko. And then looking for Randall in the low post. The foul is on Emma Randall. So Tolo will walk to the other end of the court. Francis is back in for Tippett. That is the fifth team foul.
Mm. not a situation that they really want to be in.
No, they're in the penalty. But because it was an offensive foul, they don't get the shots right now. Bakovic takes it inside. Floating layup from out front lays it in.
Hasn't she had a great third quarter?
She has sparked them right now. Camino gets it on the left. A Randall baseline jumper. Shoots it. 59-55. As Hunt quickly brings it down the right to Wilson. To Hunt in the corner. Cross court to Lacey on the left. Wilson cuts baseline, finds Hunt at the top. Wilson back on the right. Three, no, just a two. It won't go for her. And Beely with another rebound brings it back into the front court. Off to Francis. In the corners, McMeek and Rusko, where she hit a couple of threes. No, this time it won't go. And Hunt kept it alive to Bakovic. Lacey has it in the front court. Bakovic for Tolo, low post. Easy lay-in. She got away from Randall, who couldn't defend her. She's not tall enough.
Yeah, and the crowd's starting to come into this game a little bit too, Mark. So, you know, they really need to get a couple of stops, Logan, as we see Camino bend off the screen and take the open 10-foot shot, but not able to make it. And Lacey comes up with the board for Canberra.
I think the Caps have got into their heads right now because Kayla Francis is acting a little frustrated in the way she's trying to defend. Hunt, all left, all alone for three. Hits it from outside.
That was a long way out. That was well outside.
But she had the room and the confidence to take the shot. Camino, three from the left. Won't go for it. Bakovic comes back. Offloads. And then Bakovic and Beal have a few words in the backcourt. Teammates, of course, on that AIS side as the Caps reply at the other end with Tolo scoring inside. Bakovic and Beale are pretty good friends, I think.
They are.
Beal into Francis, low post. Caps are up by 11.
Goes Francis.
As Francis misses the jumper and Lacey drives it down into the front court. Into Bakovic under the basket. It's a 13-point lead all of a sudden. And we got a timeout called by Olof Langer again. He's got no choice. He's got to get the girls to calm down as well because they're frustrated and angry. And it's starting to reflect in a few things that are happening out there as well.
That's right. And referees are talking and what have you. So, you know, really it's case now. Logan are down by 13 points, if my math is right. And, you know, they really can't afford this lead to blow out anymore. There's a minute 45 to go. They just have to refocus and, you know, get themselves back into, you know, playing the basketball and focusing on what they're doing, not on the other stuff that's happening out on the floor.
Is that real? Is that 32 to...
32 to 9 quarter.
Wow.
That hurts, doesn't it?
Minute 43, yeah. That is really hurting the Thunder. Because they needed to keep it close till three-quarter time.
Exactly right.
Yeah. But the refs, yeah, just having word with Beely and Francis and Bakovic about, staying cool. Come on, we don't need any of the rubbish.
Graffy wants the Capitals to keep running. For Olof Lange, he did. You just got a defender. Don't worry about what's going on, just defender.
So the Thunder then will have the ball.
Look at the points in the paint, 38 to 18 now in this game. You can just
and
see that that's
that
really
would have been huge in this quarter as well.
That's right, and 15 to 0 second chance points.
Yep. So Sarah Graham then brings it into the front court for the Thunder on the right. In for Tippett. Tippett taking on Bowley. And Bowley be called for the foul. And she knocked Tippett to the ground. She reached out to help her back up. The message probably getting through.
See, Susie Bakovic's having a little bit of a rest. She was looking a little weary out there. She talked in her interview at half time about still trying to get her fitness up. And
well, she had a huge third quarter so far. She's up to 14 points now. Tolo's 16 is leading as Tippett at the line makes the two. And the Caps bring it back into the front court. Hunt left side to Wilson. Wilson in her pink socks dribbles away to the right. They go inside to Tolo. Tolo banks one in off the backboard. and the Caps are up by 14, but quick out the pass signs Francis. She couldn't get the layup to go. McMeek and Rusko had the offensive board and couldn't stick it back in. And Hunt has it back in the front court for the Capitals. But yeah, those outlet passes from Vealey are deadly if the players can just finish them off.
That's right.
Wilson comes across, finds Hunt on the right into Tolo. Back off to Lacey. Tolo back in there. Now backing in the paint. Triple teamed in there. Jump ball as the ball comes loose. And it'll be Thunder ball.
And Susie has had a large third quarter, but it's also opened up the game for Tolo as well, who's racked some points up in this quarter, Mark.
Yeah, those two have been done most of the scoring. And it's what the Capitals needed as Graham driving inside, passes off to Francis. Hands to McMeek and Rusko, who drives through the centre of the lane. Hannah Bowley helping out defence, stepped in and gets her second foul of the game.
And,
that'll put shooting foul, they said. McMeek and Rusko goes to the line. Just the third team foul for the quarter on the Capitals.
Coming out of the timeout, Logan have been a lot more committed to putting the ball on the floor and trying to get some penetration against the Canberra defence.
And it goes. So 70-58. The lead is 12 right now. 28 seconds till three-quarter time as Hunt dribbles away to the left. To set up a play back for Bowley. Lacey on the right wing. Lacey back to Hunt. She'll put up a three, and it's all net from way outside.
Downtown.
Not even close to that three-point line.
Oh, great.
Pass into Tipple from who else?
How did she find her? She just threaded the needle.
Oh, another big here. Three heave from Hunt won't go this time, but that's three-quarter time. And the Capitals lead 73-60. They lead by 13 at three-quarter time after being down at half-time by 10. What a huge third quarter. It was all ignited by Batkovic inside and Tolo came on board. And between them, they really got the tie going. Nicole Hunt started to hit a couple of big threes as well. And now they're up by 13 going into the final quarter.
That's right, and it really did generate from having that inside interior game of Canberra starting to kick into rhythm with Batkovic being able to play extended minutes. You know, Logan just didn't have any answers defensively, and when, you know, they're concentrating on trying to defend Batkovic and she's scoring at will, and that opens up so much space for Tolo to go to work, and, you know, then they're triple teaming down on the posts and opens up the girls on the perimeter for those open shots. So it is very difficult to defend once that Canberra interior game gets going. It just makes it a big ask to be able to stop and slow the scoring.
73-60. Meridiana Tolo is the leading scorer with 18 for the Capitals. Susie Bakovic has got a 14. Nicole Hunt has got 11. 12 for Bibby, who we didn't even see in that quarter.
No, we didn't. And she was really, in that second quarter, she was the player that sort of kept the scoring ticking away from Canberra. So not sure if we'll see much more of her in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, if they can keep on just rolling like this. Kayla Francis, 14, is the leading scorer for the Thunder. Renee Camino's got 12, and McMeek and Rusko with 11. They've only got three in double figures at this stage. Last night against the AIS, they had five players in double figures, and it shows the difference. We're about to start the fourth quarter. The players are back out on centre court. The Caps will start. They will have first possession of the ball. Lacey will inbound it to Hunt. There's Bakovic, Tolo and Wilson right now out on court as Hunt brings it down the left wing. Vealey defending her. Goes back to Lacey. Lacey from the top into Wilson. Wilson on the right to Tolo, low post. Back to Wilson, back into Tolo. Tolo backing in against Francis. Gets Faye from her and scores. She's got 20 for the game.
Once again, clear focus for Canberra to go to inside straight away.
Established the what got them the big lead in the third quarter. Camino to Beale to Graham on the right wing. Francis sets a screen, gets away from her defender. Misses the layup though as Tolo came back. Might have got a finger on it. Lacey and Hunt bring it back into the front court. Opening minute here of the final quarter as Hunt comes away to the right. Back for Lacey. Looking for ball, for player movement. Finds Wilson on the left wing. It's just a two. She's out of toe on the three-point line.
Big steal from Tolo on the baseline. Just on that inbounds pass from Francis.
Wilson into Tolo. Back out to Lacey. Three from... Oh, ran around the rim and dropped out. Tippett comes back and gets the defensive rebound. Gets it to Graham and they're into the front court. 77-60. Francis on the left, on the right left wing. Back to Graham. Three from her won't go. Tippett trying to rebound it. Lost it out of bounds. No, I reckon it came off the Capitals.
No, I thought it came off of Tippett's leg, but yeah. Apparently not.
Francis sits down. Randall comes in. Camino's in... Well, Camino is still there. Tippett. Beal will inbound the ball with Randall, Graham, Camino and Tippett, who backs up, looking for the pass from Bealey. Gets it to Graham, cutting into the paint, lays it up and in. They've worked their inbound ball plays very, very well. Back of it, gets it under the basket, lays one in. As Randall couldn't defend her in that situation. She had good position, low. 79-62. Beal on the right wing for the Thunder. Graham at the top, goes left around the screen. Put up a three, won't go, is a little short, and Tolo gets back, grabs a rebound. Lacey to Hunt in the front court. She's got Wilson on the left, goes straight past over. Graham, lays it in. Nicole Hunt with 13 points for the game. Nice work. Great pass from Beale to Graham in the front court. Back to Randall. Tippett, left elbow, finds Camino on the right. Driving at the basket, lays it up, and it was... Not going to go in, but she's been fouled. Gets out of jail. Carly Wilson.
Just that explosive first step from Renee Camino is very, very difficult to defend.
So she'll go to the line for two. Fouled in the act of shooting by Carly Wilson. That's just two on her. First team foul against the Capitals for this quarter. Took 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Camino makes the first. Makes the second. Tolo will inbound for the Caps. 81-63. As Hunt brings it down the right to Lacey. For Bakovic, low post. Keeps it alive somehow to Wilson through her legs. Wilson will go back outside and they'll set up the play with 12 seconds on the shot clock. Hunt coming left. Trying to use some screens. Goes back to the right. Now Tolo underneath down low. 22 for Tolo in this game. They can't defend him inside once they get in there and get the ball. They haven't got the height. Tippett gets it down low. Layup won't go for her. And then mugs Lacey as Lacey loses it out of bounds. No foul called. It'll be Thunder ball. Holly Smith comes in for Tippett. Feely will inbound the pass. Camino sets up on the right corner. That's probably where the pass is going.
Michelle. I just got word that $1,500 or thereabouts raised tonight for the Queensland Flood Appeal at the ground and with a ticket sale. So I don't know what that translates with the Transact matching, but certainly the crowd very generous. $1,500 tonight.
Yeah, that's in addition to a dollar for each person that's come in tonight. We're not sure on the exact crowd figures. Caps stole the ball off the inbound pass. I think Susie might have come up with that steal. Lacey in the front court. Wilson from the right for three. Oh, Matt for the Caps. And right now they're starting to look really, really good. Up by 22 all of a sudden, 86-64.
Yes, there's certainly floodgates have opened, so to speak, now. And Canberra is just getting away from this one.
Tolo sat down with 22. That is the lead as they miss an outside shot. Beattie taps it to Hunt. And Hunt brings it down into the front court, into Bakovic. Backing in, turn around. Got a poke in the eye from Camino. Shot wouldn't drop for her.
And we've got to add to that that total for the flood relief, a cool $600 at the moment from Susie Bakovic as well.
Is that what it's worth now?
Yep, $600.
Still 6 minutes to rack some more up. It's $5 for each point and 10 for the threes, and there have been a few
from
of those.
Canberra.
Lacey into Beattie. Low post, flicks it out to Wilson on the right. Another three from the same position. Down it goes. Carly Wilson all of a sudden has got 12. She's in the double figures.
Yes, and Canberra just scoring at will now.
23 the lead as Beal goes around a screen.
Nice
and for
pass.
Holly Smith, who's fouled in the act of shooting. It won't go. Beattie with her second. And Holly Smith will go to the line for a couple of free throws. She hasn't scored tonight. Tolo comes back in after a quick break. Susie Bakovic sits down with 16 points.
Yeah, one hell of a third, and, you know, this first half of this quarter as well, as we see Holly Smith miss the first of a set of two from the line.
Second free throw. No, it won't drop. And Beatty, can she keep it alive? Andrew lost it out of bounds, so the Caps will have it in the backcourt. Tolo and Hunt are back there. Hunt will bring it down the centre of the court and set up the play as Beatty set up high post. It goes to Wilson on the left, looking for Beatty. Lacey in the left corner, back to Wilson. Another three from the left. Won't go this time. Tolo coming in trying to tip it. Finds Randall. Randall to Graham. And quickly down to Beal in the front court. Throws it into the left corner for Andrew. Three-pointer from there. Won't go, but she get her own rebound. Back out to Graham. Thunder with a second opportunity. Randall off to Graham. To Beal on the left wing. Smith comes out to set a screen. Goes back to the right. Beale has to pick it up in trouble. Finds Carly Wilson on the other side of the field, who's off and running. Lays it up and in. Beale was in trouble. She threw a bad pass. And it's 91-66 with 4:45 to go here. Been an amazing second half transformation. As Randall passes in for Smith, who backs away from Beatty and scores.
It's a nice finish.
Substitutions. Bibby comes in for the first time in this half.
Right.
Meek and Rusko and Francis come back in for the Thunder as Randall and Beal sit down, and maybe the end of them. 4.5 minutes to go here. Bowley is back in for Beatty. So the Capitals will have Bowley and Hunt. Wilson, Bibby and Tolo.
This might be, I don't recall Canberra scoring 100 points this season as yet, unless they got them against the AIS.
Yeah, been close, I think, a couple of times. Hunt with the ball inside. Bibby from the right corner for three, a little bit long. It'll run out of bounds on the right side. And Michaela Dalglish got the touch of the ball.
First touch for the game.
Tonight. So McMeek and Rusko will bring it into the front court for the Thunder. Looking to set up a play. 4 minutes still to go here. Andrew coming around the screen. Finds Graham on the left for three. Hits it. Down it goes. Tolo inbounds to Hunt. 91-68. Sarah Graham with just 9 points tonight so far. As Hunt going to work inside. Gets it off to Bibby. Comes left side for Wilson. Low post to Bowley. Backing in the paint. Hand off to Bibby for the baseline jumper. Won't go. The crowd, I think, wanting them to get to that 100 soon. Andrew has to flick it back out from underneath. Turn it over, Bibby. Got a 3-on-2 going here as she'll take on Holly Smith and lay it up. It dropped off the front of the rim, and Francis got back to get it. And Bibby took a bit of a tumble down there. She's still coming back. Graham, right side. McMeek and Rusko for three. Won't go. Hunt with a defensive rebound. And quickly back down court for the Capitals. Into Tolo, low post. Flicks it out to Bibby on the right. She'll drive to the baseline. Pull-up jumper. Running around the room and down it goes.
Finally one drop. She was certainly hot in that first half, but took her a while to get one to drop so far in this half.
14 for Jess Bibby as Francis has it at the left elbow. Puts it on the floor and goes towards the baseline, and then a little bit short with the shot. Tolo grabs the rebound. Hunt in the front court to Bowley in the paint. Across the key she goes. Has it knocked away by Francis. Picked up by Graham. 3-on-2. Off to McMeek and Rusko. Pull-up jumper. 10-foot jumper's good. 93-73. The lead is 20 for the Capitals.
Yeah, and it's just really up and back basketball now. You know, the
results over and done with.
That's right, yeah. Absolutely. So it's just a bit of up and down basketball now.
Hunt with the ball. Comes around a screen from Tolo to Wilson. Bowley, low post, and then throws a bad pass straight at Kayla Francis. McMeek and Rusko will bring it across centre court for the Thunder. Finds Smith on the right. Smith to Francis to McMeek and Rusko. Into Smith in the paint. Goes past Tolo, who came back. Got the block, but then a little bit of contact down below. Send Holly Smith the line for a couple of free throws. Missed the last trip. missed them both the last time she went to the line.
That's right, and Holly Smith did a good job there of getting Tolo into the air and then...
Yep. Nicole Hunt sits down with 13 points. She has been very good tonight.
She has been very good
very
tonight.
Very good, especially in the third and fourth quarters as well. Holly Smith at the line makes the first of the free throws. Rebecca Haynes is in for the first time tonight. Misses the second, though. Lacey with the defensive rebound. Minute 49 to go here. And the Caps have got another win to consolidate their position in second. Off to Bibby. Bibby for Wilson in the right corner. To Tolo, low post, backing in against Francis. Lays it in over the top of her. 24 points for Tolo. 95-74. Can they get the ton up? Francis on the left. Back for Smith. Haynes almost steals it away from her. She picks it back up and gives it to Graham. Bibby defending her. He set a screen and then Graham, three-pointer, runs around the room and drops off. Tolo will dribble into the front court. Off to Wilson on the right. Tolo low post. Double team finds Haynes cutting through the paint. Layup won't go, but fouled. She'll be going to the line because they're in the penalty. Oh, no, they're not. They're not in the penalty. That's the first team foul for the quarter.
Oh, yes, and... Carly Wilson.
She sits down with 14.
Michaela Dave-Leish onto the floor for the first time.
She'll inbound the ball. Finds Bibby for the baseline jumper. It's all net. 97-74. Minute and 2 seconds for those last 3 points.
That's right.
To bring up the century. Tippett in the front court for the Thunder. To Smith, right side to Graham. Back to Andrew, into Tippett under the basket, turn around, the basket counts. Haynes, I think, gets her first foul of the night. We've still got 48 seconds, so Tippett will go to the line for the three-point play. Lacey runs over for a few words from Carrie, what the play will be, as Haynes will inbound it from the end line after making the three-point play. 97-76, 45 seconds. Couple of possessions still in it as Lacey comes down the right side. Bibby in the right corner. Dalgleish, top of the key as Bibby come away to the left. Gets the ball at the top. She'll put it on the floor. Drive through the centre of the lane and a foul in the act of shooting. She couldn't get the layup to go. She got mugged just slightly. Tippett, I think, will be called for the foul. It was Tippett, just her second for the night. So Bibby, you go to the line. 29 seconds left in the game. Makes the first of the free throws. It's 98-77. Makes them both. 99-77. Bit of symmetry about that number.
That's right.
So Graham will bring it into the front court. They will need to get a shot off. There's still about 4 or 5 seconds differential. Tippett has it at the top. So this goes away from Haynes. She's fouled. It's just the fourth. Maybe that's the fifth team foul against the Capitals. So she will go to the line for a couple of free throws.
And this will give Canberra
the possession with 15 seconds.
Provided, that's right. So the opportunity to
bring
rack up
the
100.
Rebecca Haynes is second. So Tippett at the line makes both of them. 99-79, the lead 20 as Lacey brings it into the front court. The crowd want to get that 100. Give it to Bibby. Give it to Bibby. Haynes driving the baseline. Tries to lay it up and in. It won't go. Outlet pass from McMeek and Rusko to Andrew. She doesn't get the shot off at the other end. We don't have 100.
We didn't get 100.
We missed by one.
1 point. 1 point better.
It's going to cost Susie a little bit of money though. 99 points cost the $5 each. And how many threes were there?
Eight threes. So eight $575 threes. Bucks out of Sissy Bakovic's pocket for that 99 points from Canberra tonight.
So the Capitals in the end run away with it in the second half, and the final score probably doesn't do justice to the Logan Thunder for the way they played. They...
Certainly the first half.
Didn't deserve to lose by 20 in the end.
No, their first half of basketball was pretty pretty phenomenal, and disappointing to come away with a 20-point loss for Logan, and certainly didn't really show in the end what a great game they played in that first half.
So Mariana Tolo, top scorers with 24 points for the Capitals. Bibby had 18. Susie Backabit with 16. Carly Wilson, 14. 13 for Nicole Hunt. So plenty of players in double figures. Alison Lacey had just 2. 5 for Nicole Romeo. 6 for Michelle Cozier and 1 for Michelle Beattie, the leading score, that were the scorers for the Capitals, while for Logan,
yep,
end up with 5 in double figures. Craig is out of
Susie Beckwith and Carly Wilson here, and Susie, you were putting $10 up for I think every point, and then
I don't want my wallet that empty. It's $5 per point that the Capitals score, and on top of that, for every three-pointer, it's $10.
Now, what did you think? Because Carly just decided to go on this massive three-pointer shot run.
Mate, we were friends, but not anymore. All I can say is we're teammates, and that's it. No, I'm just joking. No, look, it's for a good cause, and I'm more than happy to do it. So it's for a good charity, and you know, I wish we could have at least got over 100. So, but yeah, no, definitely happy about it.
Good haul tonight, and both of you would have been happy with the way that after the first half looking very sketchy, you all came out in the second half.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because Bibby just said in the huddle afterwards, and you know, imagine how great we can be when we can string four quarters together. You know, like last week we had a fantastic first quarter, then we suck in the second and third, you know, and then tonight we had such a great second half. I think if we can string it together and get all four working, we'll beat anyone.
Well, Susie, your old club, they were the Panthers when you were there, but you're going to Sydney Uni Flames for the next game to finish off regular season.
We're going to play Logan up in Logan,
and
then the last season up again will be in Sydney against, yep, my old team. Looking forward to that clash out. I haven't had the opportunity to play against them yet, so it's going to be, you know, a bit of fun for me.
What are you going to take away for it? Because it was a very physical game, and you were copping elbows and arms and fingers everywhere.
Yeah, I'm thinking each week that we continue, it's just getting more and more physical, so I think it's an adjustment that needs to be made, or maybe some more fouls need to be called, one or the other. But look, it's down both ends, and it is physical. I mean, obviously the first half for me was atrocious. Today, I think I was off with, I don't know where I was, but my body was here, I just don't know where my mind was. But the second half was much better, and, you know, obviously you just take out the good things and keep trying to build and be ready for the next clash.
It's tough in the paint, but is it that tough for you as well, Carly? Are you finding the league is becoming more and more rugby?
Absolutely. I think especially the last couple of weeks, you know, against Danny Noon, we had a few really physical clashes against them. Tonight was, you know, another example of that. It definitely is getting more physical, and the refs are letting it go more and more. And I think we're slowly beginning to adjust to that. I think we're a little bit rattled the second time we played Danny Noon. We didn't handle it very well. But these are really good games for us leading into the finals, having some physicality. And we're going to smash Feline!
Callie, just take a deep breath. You're worse than me. Just don't pause at all.
Well, guys, congratulations. A solid win tonight, and all the best heading up to Queensland. And I guess you'll see firsthand where your money's going, Susie.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be great to get up there. And obviously, I wish if we weren't in season, we could have actually went up and physically helped people that were in need. And that would have been nice to be able to do that. But look, the small donation that everyone can put in obviously all adds up. So hopefully people empty their pockets tonight and we can, you know, send some money up there to help them out.
Well, about $1,500 raised by the crowd tonight. Thanks very much, girls. It's been a pleasure to catch up with you, and we look forward to seeing you in finals.
Thank you.
Thanks very much to Susie Bakovic and also to Carly Wilson. As you can tell, they're pretty happy with that win.
Yeah.
Coach Pratt is still busy scouring over the stats, so we might see if Oleg Lang has got some time for us.
If he can find them. Francis and Camino, both with 14, were their leading scorers. Smith had 3, Andrew 2, Randall 10, McMeek and Roscoe 13, 10 for Gretel Tippett, Sarah Graham 9, and Beely ended up with only 4.
Yeah, one of her.
More than that.
Yeah. And probably her lowest scoring game in quite a few weeks. She's still featured on the rebound count, and I'm sure as we go to Olaf.
Okay, for Shalangi, it was a tough game tonight, but I really enjoyed your first comments to the girls before they went out on the floor tonight. Go and have some fun. And there was a lot of periods through that you were enjoying it. Unfortunately, at the end there, you weren't so much.
Well, the atmosphere was absolutely fantastic. This is a great venue, a great event for women's basketball, the way it was conducted, and the fans and the spectators. You have to enjoy it. That's what we do it for, we play for. So you have to have in all these, we have to win stuff. You have to enjoy the moment and enjoy professional basketball. Obviously, it was a very difficult game for us, especially in the second half. We didn't have much left in the tank. We kind of have a short roster. And physically, we were not able to sustain our play in the first half. And to Canberra's credit, they played a terrific second half, and we just didn't have enough today to compete.
I was just speaking to Susie Bakovic and Carly Wilson, and they said they don't think they've adjusted to the way the game and the league has been changing the way it's being played. They're finding it's becoming more and more physical. Have you noticed a change over the course of this season?
Well, of course, it's my first year in the league, so I can't really compare it to anything other than this season. I think it is very physical. Screening is mostly illegal, from my understanding. The scoring today was high because we had a very interior-dominated play, but I would say that physicality is on the high side in this league, and I'm not sure if that's always a good thing in terms of the scoring and getting spectators in the gym. Today we had a great event with the fantastic thing they had for Queensland and our flood victims, but in general I would love to see a less physical game and a higher scoring.
Well, you get to see this team again in your gym next week. What do you take from it?
Well, obviously, we need to have a higher level of physicality and activity on and off the ball, which was very hard for us in the doubleheader or back-to-back situation. I believe we're going to have more energy and more activity next Friday. And at home is always a different ground, so we're going to give it our best shot.
Well, all the best. And splitting the road trip is, well, not what you wanted, but you'll take it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes, Olaf Langer there, the coach of the Thunder. They did split the weekend. They beat the AIS last night, but found the Capitals just too tough in the second half here as they go down by 20 points, 99-79, after leading by 10 at halftime. So a 30-point thumping in the second half.
Absolute thumping, and, you know, really just initiated by Batkovic going to work in the paint and, you know, getting the scoring happening for herself, but also opening up the opportunities for Tolo inside, and then the perimeter game comes when they have to collapse and just double and triple team everything that goes inside. It just creates those opportunities for perimeter players. As we see Craig go to Coach Graff.
Graffy, well, the first half, I've heard your comments was pretty atrocious from the timeouts at the bench, but the second half was almost a different team you put out there.
Yeah, it was. I mean, look, I think we were lethargic defensively in the first half. Our ball pressure was atrocious. You know, and really, they scored however they wanted to. You know, our one-on-one individual scouts were terrible. You know, I mean, they had 46 points. Look, they're a high-scoring team. They've got the ability to rack up high numbers, but, you know, we just didn't apply enough pressure in that first half, and therefore they scored 46. So, you know, our third quarter defensively set the tone as did our first quarter against Berlin. So our challenge now is to string more than a half of defence together. If we can do that, we're going to be right there come finals time.
And that's, of course, the focus now. But you have to play Logan next week, then Sydney to finish off this regular season. What do you need to do now before you get to finals?
Yeah, look, I mean, like I said, it's great for us playing these teams. I mean, we've got second secured. You know, I can't see Bulleen dropping two games, so our focus is winning games, playing better basketball and preparing for that semi-final. So, you know, we got two teams that are desperate to make the playoffs. That means we're getting playoff games right now, which is great for us. It's challenging. It's what you want leading into the finals. So, you know, our defence has got to be the backbone of what we do.
Well, all the best for the trip up north.
Thank you.
Thanks very much to Coach Graff.
Interesting that Graffy just said she can't see Bulleen dropping the final two games. I've just got the score. Bulleen are playing Adelaide at the moment, and Adelaide are up by 3 points early in the game, Mark. But
They're not going to lose that one.
Surely not.
I think they play Bendigo tomorrow or something, do they?
Yeah, and Bendigo has been a real nemesis for Bulleen this season.
And they're in third place right now on the league. So
that's right.
Yeah, that'll be a big game on Sunday. But, yeah, I think the ladder right now will stay pretty much
Absolutely.
As it is. Bulleen, Canberra, Bendigo, and then it becomes interesting underneath it as Logan, Sydney, Dandenong, Townsville all fight it out for those final couple of positions. But this loss didn't help Logan. They go home. They know they beat the Capitals up there earlier in the season by 1 point. They know they can do it, so they'll take some great comfort out of that first half performance tonight when they come back next week.
And, you know, they beat them by one at their home court without Susie Bakovic playing. And they come away today with a 20-point loss. And Susie is probably a 20-point-a-game player for Canberra. And I mean that not just in terms of the numbers that she racks up on the glass, but also just her contribution, the size inside defensively, you know, or just what she brings to the game, what she contributes. So.
Well, she released Tolo in that second half as well.
Absolutely,
despite
that's right.
what she was producing, it created for Tolo, and between the two of them, they went crazy.
They certainly did, and So
it opened up for Hunt to hit some threes.
Exactly, and on
it went from there. So 99-79, the Capitals have got the win. That's what they wanted. That's what they needed. And, well, for us, this has been game 250 on Sport Radio, regular season games in the Women's National Basketball League. Been a pleasure to bring it to you. It's been a hot game, a very hot game.
Very hot.
It was full of great activity. It was a great game to watch. A lot of fun. The Capitals have got their win. So, time for us to get out of here. We'll be back for finals basketball later in March. Well, the first game will be in Bulleen, and after that we'll be back here. So we'll look forward to that. We look forward to it. So on behalf of Simon Peters, Craig Revell, Michelle Hocking, I'm Mark Aston, wishing you a very good night.